Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. And today we're talking about a topic that I think is super important because I think it's something that holds a lot of people back when it comes to meeting their fat loss goals, because it's something that also leads to the undesirable behavior of the weekend binge. It's the weekend binge that keeps you from your goal. And what we're going to talk about today is the thing that causes the weekend binge. And spoiler alert, it isn't that you lack willpower. But before we get into that, just wanted to remind you about a couple opportunities that are available for you here at the show. Number one, if you don't already subscribe or follow the show, please do so right now because that's the only way that you're guaranteed to continue getting the Fat Loss Simplified Systems information that we provide, as well as a no-cost way that you can support the show and help us to grow. And by growing the show, we're able to serve more people and help more people understand how they can meet their goals more efficiently. In addition to that, if you're listening along and you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I could use some help when it comes to meeting my fat loss goals. Because currently, I'm trying to eat clean, I'm doing high-intensity interval training, I'm doing a lot of cardio, maybe I'm even lifting, tracking macros, but yet I still don't seem to be getting where I want to be physically. Then go ahead, look in the show notes below, schedule a free lifestyle audit. The free lifestyle audit is just the time for us to connect, talk about the things that you've tried in the past, what has and hasn't worked, so that we can make a custom blueprint for you and get you set on the right path. But with all that being said, let's get right into the show. And today's topic is how to eliminate food guilt. Now, as I mentioned in the introduction, this is something that I truly believe keeps a lot of people from ever reaching their fat loss goals for a variety of reasons. But I know that this is a common problem, and I decided to include it in the guide series because I have in front of me right now an article that was written by the Department of Health over at the University of North Carolina, which isn't surprising that I'm bringing that article because I live very close to UNC Chapel Hill. However, this must be a common problem, and I experience it a lot through my conversations with other people, people really struggling to make good choices at the right time, fitting whatever their current goals are, because they feel like there are certain foods that are good and certain foods that are bad. And because of that preconceived notion, they then feel guilty when they make the quote-unquote bad decision. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, then you know that I do not believe that there's really such thing as good and bad foods. When you think about food, food is made up of three main macronutrients, right? Protein, fats, and carbs. And if you are an alcohol drinker, then some people would consider the fourth macronutrient to be alcohol. And what we mean by that is those are the four places that you can get calories from. There is no other place that you're getting calories from except for protein, fats, carbs, and alcohol. And when you think about food being made up of those three macronutrients, and pair that with the fact that your body has energy needs that are specific to you. And so foods cannot then be placed in good and bad categories. They should just be placed in foods that serve you better. And then there's other foods that just don't serve you quite as good. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, that's the same thing. And really, no, it's not. Because there are times when I know that there are certain foods that will not agree with me, but yet I will eat them anyway. And so we're going to get into that. But I just wanted to look through this article and really discuss what they discussed and give my thoughts on how you can solve this problem so that you can overcome it and see great results for yourself. But first of all, the article asks the question, what is food guilt? And it really goes back to what we just discussed. It is the categorizing of foods in good and bad categories. Now, as I give you this overview, I'm summarizing what's in the article, but they said the exact same thing that I have said in the past, and that is that food guilt comes from placing these foods in good and bad categories. But when you think about it, it's just food is made up of the main macronutrients, and some people need certain macronutrients more than others. For example, somebody who sits at a desk all day isn't going to need as many carbs as a high-performing athlete. And that's just obvious, because the person sitting at a desk all day doesn't have the performance demands that a high-performing athlete would have. And so it doesn't mean that the person that sits at a desk all day should avoid carbs and carbs are bad for him. It just means that that person that sits at a desk all day should eat those carbs in a lesser amount than the person who is a high-performing athlete. And so it becomes not a matter of good and bad, but which things serve me for my goals and based on my lifestyle. But food guilt, as summarized, I'm summarizing what this article says, is the categorizing of food and goods and bad categories and the tendency to judge our behavior as either moral or immoral based on whether or not we eat those foods. So for example, if you categorize in your mind ice cream as being a bad food, you would eat ice cream and then you'd think to yourself, oh man, I made a bad choice. And because of that, you would feel guilty, which then leads you, right, in the future to, you know what, because I feel guilty about eating so many calories in the form of ice cream, then I'm going to restrict my calories in the future. I'm going to skip dinner. I'm going to skip lunch. I'm going to skip whatever my next meal is. And in that way, I'm going to make up for it. And that just kind of builds a behavior and a relationship with food that is neither sustainable, nor is it conducive to your goals. Because you have to realize what happens then is that you skip the next meal. And even though you had ice cream, which might be high in calories, it is not high in satiety. So what happens then is that your body gets hungry because the ice cream is basically liquid, right? It melts in your stomach, it's liquid, you get hungry. And your stomach is looking for how full it is, whether or not it's going to send the hunger signal to you. And so if the stomach is empty because the ice cream has melted, then you're going to be hungry again and it's going to ramp up cravings so that you fill that empty stomach. And so then what you're going to do is you're going to ignore those cravings because you feel guilty about eating the ice cream, but eventually your body's going to ramp up those cravings to a point where you cannot resist them. And then when you get to that point where you're like, I've got to eat something, then you go to your pantry, right? And you reach for potato chips and those kinds of things. But if you had just had the ice cream and enjoyed it in the first place and did not skip your next meal, then you would be way more likely to stay on track that way. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But first of all, what is food guilt? It is the tendency to categorize foods as good and bad, and therefore to judge your behavior as moral or immoral based on the foods that you eat. And it puts you in this cycle of poor behaviors. Which brings us to the next question that they discuss in this article, and that is, okay, if I don't want to experience food guilt because I don't want that kind of undesirable cycle to be in my life and keep me from my goals, then the next question that they consider in this article is, okay, then how do I stop feeling food guilt? And what the article says, and also what I very strongly agree with, is that in order to eliminate food guilt, what becomes absolutely necessary is being very clear on what your goals are at that specific time. So for example, there are a lot of reasons and a lot of goals that you could achieve and ways that you can go about dieting for specific goals. But let's just say, for simplification's sake, that there's three main goals that people have: either fat loss, muscle gain, or just enjoying the food. The other goal is to enjoy people that we're hanging out with and to really just enjoy the food that we're eating. Let's be honest. Ice cream is enjoyable. Pizza is enjoyable. Donuts are enjoyable. The problem is not the foods themselves, because again, they're just made up of proteins, fats, and carbs. And as long as we understand in what ratios those foods are in, then we can fit those things into our goals when it makes sense. So, for example, I shared with you a week and a half ago that I am currently in a fat loss phase, and I am at this moment, and right now it is Friday, April 12th. Yes, I am recording this a week ahead of time to make sure that it's delivered to you on April 19th, but right now it's April 12th. I started on March 12th or 13th, somewhere around there, and I am down 6 pounds, and over that time, I've been pretty dialed in on my food choices. I've been hitting my proteins and my overall calories for the day. I also shared in another episode that right now I'm not really worried about carbs and fats, because as long as I'm hitting my protein and my overall calories, I find that I'm getting pretty close to my goals. And for me, I value the flexibility that it gives me to not really have to worry about exactly hitting carbs and fats, but just hitting proteins and overall goals. It just opens up a little bit more flexibility for me, which I enjoy. But besides hitting my proteins and overall calories, you know, as far as those two things go, I've been pretty dialed in. Now, I also mentioned a week and a half ago that yes, there have been times when I've eaten jelly beans or ice cream, but those things are few and far between when compared to the times that I'm dialed in. Now, what a lot of people misconstrue is that a lot of people get in the mindset of, well, I should always be trying to lose fat. And I'm going to be very open and honest with you. Most of the year, I actually do enjoy those things. I do enjoy ice cream, pizza, you know, those kinds of things, because my goal for the majority of the year is not to be losing fat. My goal during a very specific time of the year is to be losing fat. I think a lot of people fall into the trap of, you know, I always need to be losing weight. And when you're always needing to be losing weight, you're always mentally dieting. And there is a certain amount of stress and kind of anguish that comes with that. And I'm going to be very open and honest with you. I have not been in a fat loss phase for 3 years. I haven't really thought about it at all. But what has kept me able to keep the weight off during that time, for the most part, right? There's a reason I'm in a fat loss phase. That's because over those 3 years, I have put on a few pounds that, hey, I can get rid of in about 3 months' time. But the reason why I haven't gained like 30 pounds or, you know, anything crazy, I've just put on a couple. The reason why I'm able to keep things for the most part in check is because I have already spent the time building up muscle mass. I've already spent the time to build up the healthy habits of getting my steps in, drinking enough water, doing all the things. I have put in a large amount of time into dialing in those habits. And most of those habits, most of the time, are always consistent. I'm always strength training, even when I'm not trying to lose fat. I'm always trying to get my steps in, regardless of whether or not I'm trying to lose fat. I'm always drinking enough water. You get the idea. The foundational habits are always in place, which means that if I gain fat, which I do because I enjoy ice cream, donuts, pizza, those kinds of things, but when I do gain fat from those things, it's very slowly. Compared to somebody that doesn't do any of those things, the fat gain might seem to be rapid, and that's because they're not doing any of the other foundational habits. But just going back to the fact that I've been pretty dialed in during this fat loss phase for the most part. And some people might look at that and say, well, I still want to go out to eat. I still want to do all these other things. And yes, you can do those things without guilt. And no one should tell you when you should or shouldn't do those things. But I'm very clear on my current goal. My current goal is to lose fat. Therefore, I understand that there are certain things that I'm going to have to give up for a small amount of time, which I've determined to be 3 months. Over the next 3 months, I'm willing to give up going out 2 to 3 times a week because my goal is to lose fat. Now, eventually what's going to happen is I'm going to reverse in the other direction. And when I do reach my fat loss goals, I'm going to slowly increase my calories over time to increase flexibility so that my calories are as high as I can get my maintenance calories, so that I then have the freedom and the flexibility to enjoy those other things. But for now, I'm not enjoying all those other things. And when I do enjoy them, I'm putting them way far apart. So I might enjoy them like 21 days in between. I might have ice cream today, and then it might be in 3 weeks from now. You get the idea. But I'm pretty dialed in. Now, if my goal is to go out to eat and to have fun with friends, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out to eat and have fun with friends and not feel guilty, because that's my goal. And when I step on the scale the next time I do, I'm not going to expect that number to go down. You know why? Because my goal wasn't to lose fat. It was to go out and to have ice cream and pizza and donuts and do the things. My goal was to have fun with friends. And so you can eliminate food guilt if you're clear on what your goal is. Most of the time, people feel food guilt because they're not clear on what their goal is. They think that they should always be losing fat, and when they're not losing fat, they feel guilty, and they're not clear on the fact that, you know what, that's not sustainable. And during some periods of time, which I argue should be short periods of time, when there are those periods of time, yes, you do need to sacrifice those things in order to accomplish your fat loss goals. But there's also times where you need to deviate from the fat loss goal because you need the mental break and you need the ability to spend time with friends and to eat things that you enjoy. So how can you eliminate food guilt? Stop viewing foods as good and bad, but instead view them for what they are. They are foods made up of macronutrients, proteins, fats, and carbs. You can fit them in if they make sense for your goals. And in order to do that, you need to be clear on what your goal is. Are you eating in a deficit so that you can lose fat? Well, if that's the goal, then you need to sacrifice some of the funner foods that you would otherwise enjoy. If your goal is to build muscle, then you pretty much need to make sure that you hit your protein numbers and sacrifice some of the space in your stomach that maybe you'd want to eat fries or something. But no, you're going to designate that space in your stomach for protein because your goal is to eat in a surplus and particularly emphasize protein. But if your goal is to spend time with friends and to enjoy things, then don't worry about gaining fat. Don't worry about that if that's your goal. And don't feel guilty when you do gain a little bit of fat because that wasn't your goal at the time. You weren't focused on fat loss. You were focused on having fun with your friends. And if you had fun with your friends, you accomplished your goal and you won, and you shouldn't feel guilty about that. And so hopefully you can take these principles, apply them to your own thought process so that you can stop that undesirable pattern of behaviors of, you know what, I ate something, I feel guilty, so now I'm going to restrict, and then I'm going to binge, and then I'm going to restrict again. And no, you can escape that by just being clear on whether or not the foods you're eating align with your current goals. And if they do, chalk it up as a win and walk away satisfied. And with all that being said, I hope that's super helpful for you this Friday, and I hope you have a great day and a great rest of your weekend. Oh, and today we have something brand new. We just released our Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook. And in that ebook, you receive the answers to the 7 most common questions that our clients come to us asking, and their answers that, when implemented, will allow your body to start releasing fat right away. In addition to that, there's also a bonus of 50 macro-friendly recipes so that we've done all the heavy lifting for you. You don't have to think about which macros will fit into which meals. We've basically handed you the keys. So go down to the show notes below, click on the link, Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook, and download your copy today.